Practical examples. You may still be confused as to when you are to obey and when not. We will list some of the questions and issues that we receive in the mail and discuss them one by one. Sodomite predator. Email that was answered immediately. Dear Pearls, something terrible is happening, and we do not have any friends for me to turn to. I have to have help now. Please read this letter and answer today. A week or so ago, my son turned 13 years old. About that same time, my husband started wanting him to go out with him in the evenings to build man-to-man relationships. I was glad. After the first time out, my son, from a previous relationship before my marriage to Dan, privately begged me not to make him go. My husband gets really mad if I or the children speak against him, but he is nice if we do what he says. He likes to brag on our obedience. I told my son he needs to obey Dan. Today my son told me that Dan takes him to interstate rest stops where homosexuals hang out and do each other and watch for other boys using the bathrooms. My son said my husband makes him participate with him and the other men. He knew too much to be lying, and besides he was crying and begging and threatening to run away if I didn't do something. I'm scared. I have strongly suspected Dan was doing porn for a long time, but tried to mind my own business. Now this terrible thing is happening. I'm praying, please, dear God, I am begging, make them write back to me today. I told my son to play sick tonight until I knew what to do. Jean, mother of 7. Here was a clear example of a father and husband overstepping the bounds of his jurisdiction. Neither the wife nor the son are under obligation to obey him in this matter. We told her to call the law so that they could set up a time to catch the sodomites at the rest stop, including her husband. She did. Her husband is in the slammer for a number of years, and the kids are growing up without a pervert for a daddy. Sometimes it is a grave sin not to stand against your husband. AIDS is now a factor that must be considered, both for your own health and the health of your children.